Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hello?
Rob.
Yes.
Rob Baracco. Mike Lapatino here from 99.1 PLR in New Haven.
Yeah. How you doing, man?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, you know, it looks like this may be the beginning of a of an annual event at the Dome at the Oakdale Theater, which I can't wait for this Friday night.
Yeah, it's starting to shape up that way.
It is, you know, and I'll tell you, I've been a big supporter of the band. I mean, I think Dark Star is just absolutely incredible. I've been following them for years, and it's always great because you kick off not only with a gathering of the vibes. The Thursday night show is always a great time to be at the Vibes setting up the camp out, because you guys always come on and really get the place jumping, which is really nice.
But yeah, we love that, man. Thursday night is one of our favorite gigs, you know.
And you've been doing. I mean, well, you've been with. Well, you've been you play with a, you kind of remind me of the the Warren Haynes of keyboard players, you know.
And
I've been interviewed Warren, and he's one of my favorite guys, you know. But Jesus Christ, this guy, he plays with everybody, and I'm looking at your bio and stuff, and my God, you've done the same thing, you know. It's like, if you're not with Phil and friends, you're with Dark Star. Not with Dark Star, you'll be out with somebody else, which I think is just kind of cool. It's a great community of artists there, you know. I guess you guys all seem to know and respect each other, and you're all incredible musicians, so it's kind of a neat family thing.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, no, it is. It's a tight-knit group, let me tell you.
Yeah, it really is. And as I said before, there's nothing like Thursday night at the Vibes, because it's always, you know, Dark Star is going to open up. And now that we had you last year, and I remember the date, it was December 7th last year at the Dome in Oakdale, which is a great, great venue, first off. And I talked to Jim Koplik, who's been an old friend of mine for 25 years, and his son's now getting into the business. And when they were bringing you into the Dome last year, I said, dude, this is a good thing, man. I promise you, you're going to have well over 1,500 people there, because I think the Dome holds about 1,700, 1,800. I said, it's going to be mind blowing. It's going to be great. Sure enough, they loved it, and they said, we got to do it again. And so now we got the DSO going to be there this coming Friday night. And I just can't wait for that. I mean, that's going to be such a good time. And
This is actually going to be last year when the band did it. I actually was out playing with Phil.
Uh-huh.
And Jeff Kameny took my place. You know, Jeff Kameny from Rat Dog and Further.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be my first shot in the Dome. I played in the theater there a bunch of times, but never in the Dome. So I'm really excited about it.
Right. You know what? And I don't remember who you played with. It was probably Phil.
It was Phil. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And were you on the tour? And I've got a million things going through my head right now. But when the Dead went out as either the Other Ones or the Dead. In 2002, maybe 2003, were you on the tour that Joan Osborne was on?
Yes, absolutely.
I still, when I think about that, I swear to God, if you could look at my arm now, I got goosebumps. When she sang Sugar Ray, it was up in Hartford at the Meadows.
Oh,
I'm telling you, man, I listen to that all the time. She, and I was never a real fan of hers. I mean, I was aware of her, but you know. But her and that band, that's that lineup. I think Jimmy Herring was in the band as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Jimmy and Jeff Kameny was the other keyboard player. We had two keyboard players.
Yep.
And Joan was really special. And
oh, man. Just
what a sweetheart.
Just
an amazing talent.
Oh, she's like sashayed up and down the stage singing
she
Sugary.
Owned the stage, man.
Oh, she did, man. She did. It's like, holy shit. This is just... I will never forget that, and I mean, it's 10 years ago, 11 years ago, but she was something else. But, you know, with Dark Star, and a lot of people who are going to be listening to the interview who, you know, are fans of the Dead and stuff, I mean, this is more than a tribute band or a cover band or anything like that. It's a great band of some extremely talented musicians and vocalists. But, you know, something that I don't know is how do you come up with the set lists? I mean, what? You're not going to tell me.
No, I am going to tell you.
Are you? I thought you'd have to tell me, then shoot me, you know. But
well, no, I can't tell you. I can't tell you what set list.
Oh, no.
I can tell you that Rob Eaton, our rhythm guitar player, before tour, spends a few weeks combing. He has a database that has every single Dark Star show that's ever been played in every single city. And what he does is he looks at what was played in that particular city or region for the last few years.
Okay.
And decides to do something that will be a little different. Then he's got to juxtaposition that with what we do night to night so that we're not repeating the same eras and the same songs every single night because we'll go nuts.
Well, exactly.
So it's a really tough thing to do. So he'll start with... He'll pick one city and pick a show, and then try to work backwards that way. And it's a lot of tinkering until he gets it just right. And he does a phenomenal job. And I'll tell you what, it's a job I don't relish. It's a hard job.
I'm telling you, man. That's got to be. I mean, I'm a frustrated musician. That's why I'm a disc jockey. You'll find most disc jockeys are frustrated musicians. Oh, I can play air guitar like nobody's business. and then when a Rush song comes on, I could do drums, bass, and guitar. But anyhow, that's got to be just crazy because every time I've seen Dark Star, and it's always, you know, a show that's happened in the past, and I've seen most of them. I mean, maybe 40 dead shows in my life, you know, with the original guys, which is okay. I mean, there's people that obviously have done more, but you guys also do almost a different interpretation. I mean, I've heard some pretty crazy jams from you guys that I said, I don't remember the dead ever doing that.
Our whole objective is to be true to eras, specific arrangements for those eras, the instrumentation, the actual instruments themselves, the way the stage is set up. But once the music starts, it's a complete improv. We want to approach it with the same fresh ears as they did when they did it.
Yeah.
And which by doing that, we surprise ourselves and we also take the audience on a brand new journey.
So true.
And that's really in the real spirit of the music. If we did it any other way, I think it wouldn't work.
Well, I remember, you know, last year, I remember distinctly is like El Paso. I love it when Bobby Weir does that Marty Robbins tune, El Paso. But you guys did it. And again, you were with Phil, but the band did it and they had like a jam that was part of the song that I never heard the Dead do before. You know, when Bobby did El Paso, it was pretty much straightforward, like at least most of the ones that I've heard. They've been pretty much the same the way, you know, Marty Robbins originally did the song, but it's, you know, Bob Weir's interpretation. But, man, I remember just having a great jam on the song going, wow, that's really freaking cool,
well,
you know?
You know, there was believe it or not, there was an era, and this was much later, maybe we're talking 90s, Grateful Dead, when they did actually put a solo in there that was kind of a little jam, so they might have done a version akin to that.
Yeah, it was something that I certainly and I listen Sirius, you know, Satellite, the Dead to Stay. I mean, every day religiously, and and I still yet have ever heard that.
It's a very different approach. Even the chord changes to the song are slightly different. They're more they're more true to the Marty Robbins version later.
Right.
Grateful Dead had their own twist on it earlier.
Yeah.
Which was kind of cool. You know, what's really funny about that song is when I was growing up, my dad he loved to sing and he was into Italian love songs. But he had this weird guilty pleasure. He loved country music. And he'd just pull out Hank Williams tune and make me play it for him, like You're Cheating Hard or Jambalaya. He loved El Paso, and he would make me do it. And at my first Dead show, they did El Paso, and I was like going, what are they doing? They're messing with my head, not this song.
You know, did you grow up in Long Island or in the New York area?
Yeah, Long Island.
Okay, I also grew up in Long Island, Massapequa Park, and that in Connecticut. My father, who passed away You know, I used to listen to a WNEW FM, and he used to listen to WNEW AM.
AM, so, country.
Yeah, which, so I got a real cross-section of music. And I remember back in, like, the pre-Beatles, like around 1960, 61, 62, excuse me. You know, he loved the show. He loved all music. But he really started to get into, like, the Kingston Trio and Joan Baez and a lot of the country kind of early folk, kind of music.
Folk guys,
yeah. And it's funny that, you know, having that influence from our parents, you know, just opens the doors up to you know, just to appreciate stuff like that. So when I heard, what was it, on Steal Your Faces, where when I first heard El Paso when that album came out, and it was like, oh, I love this, because my dad, again, used to listen to all that. And I said, man, how freaking cool this is. Unbelievable stuff. I can't, you know what? I'm getting excited. And it's only Tuesday. I can't wait to Friday, man. I'm telling you, I bolt out of here early. I pre-record the last hour of my show because I do afternoons. And just so, and the Oakdale for me is, I live about 10 minutes away from, I live in Wallingford, so it's right around the corner.
Yeah,
so,
right around the corner.
Yeah, this is like an early Christmas present for me. I really can't wait. And in the Dome, it's really cool. I mean, I don't know if you remember.
I can't wait. I don't remember the Dome. I only remember the theater.
Well, I'll tell you, originally, now I've been with PLR here going almost 30 years doing afternoon drive. So originally, it was an outdoor theater. It had a dome, and it was all open, and it would only be open during the summer. So what they did is they enclosed the dome and then added the big theater that you played in.
Right.
But the dome stayed the same, but they enclosed it all, so they made it a lobby. It's huge. So when you're there playing, you're playing in the same spot where the bands used to play, you know, 25, 30 years ago.
I understand. Wow, very cool.
Yeah, it really, really is. The place has got such a great history. It's such a cool place to go for a show. It really is. And I know I've been talking and giving away tickets and stuff for the past couple of weeks, and I just I can't wait to see you guys.
Oh, awesome.
So
I'm
that's
looking
gonna be
forward to
cool.
it, that's for sure. Everybody told me how cool it was. So.
Yeah. It's going to be good to see you up. And what I like, too, is that I can get a little bit closer. Usually at the Vibes, I'm back by the tent, you know.
Yeah, dig it.
You know, I could hear it. It was great. Actually, last year, it was I was forced to buy a really nice sweatshirt. It was cold last Vibes Thursday night. It was cold and a little light rain. It was like, holy shit, man, I got to get me a really nice sweatshirt, so which I did, and I'm going to get to wear it on Friday. I can't wait.
Cool.
Well, listen, Rob, thank you for taking the time out, man. I love you guys. The band is
my pleasure, man.
It's just incredible. I'm a huge, as long as I stay on the radio, you've got a number one supporter right up here in Connecticut, always.
Awesome, man.
Definitely,
appreciate
man. All right, I'll try to stop and say hi to you if I can.
Me too.
But thank you for coming on the air with me. I appreciate it.
No problem, man.
All right, Rob.
I'll see you on Friday.
You got it, pal. Thanks, man.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Rob Baracco from the Dark Star Orchestra this coming Friday night at the Dome at the Oakdale. Be there or be square for sure. I'm telling you, it's a good time.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.